This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Good morning and happy Wednesday. It's 8:05. This part of the show is brought to you by Sovereign Health, the 12 days of holiday.
Yay.
Ooh, pentatonics. We will take caller number 97 right now at 800-400-3697. Caller number 97, here's what you're in for. A $500 Westfield San Francisco Center gift card. They have, you guys got the little tour over there.
Yeah, we loved it.
When you were there last week. Nordstrom, Michael Kors, valet parking right near Nordstrom. I think that's
valet
on 5th Street.
Valet parking, everyone.
Yeah, come on. You don't have to worry about parking your car in downtown. Just pull up outside Nordstrom. Be like, hey, take my car. Pretty good deal over there at the Westfield. It's nice to have $500 to spend. So that'll put a, you know, big dent in your Christmas list in our 12 days of holiday.
And don't forget, they have that Finland under the dome there. It's a little thing going on.
What's up with that?
Well, they have, they're calling it a marketplace that has fashion and food and home products.
Like stuff from Finland.
Exactly. Designers in Finland. Yeah.
And it's only for a few weeks here, actually, through December 23rd. This holiday season only at Westfield San Francisco Center, Finland under the dome. Plus, you get to see that inverted Christmas tree. Gorgeous. They have a great food court there, too.
They do.
I have had some good meals at the Westfield San Francisco Center. I'll tell you right now. Okay. John Mayer, he's playing our Alice in Winterland show. It was scheduled for Tuesday. As of right now, that is still when it's scheduled for. Our boss, Michael Martin, talked with John personally, and he said, do not cancel that show. I'm going to do everything I can to make it, and even if I have to sit in a chair, I think is the quote. So maybe the date will move, but at this point, we don't know what the standing on the actual date of the show is, but John is saying, don't cancel it. I'm coming. I'm playing.
So Great news.
He had his appendix out yesterday. Somebody else wrote to us. It was a texter, right? And they said, I had that, and I was back at work the next day. These days, it's a quick laparoscopic thing, and it was no big deal. So I believe he has postponed the last two dates of the Dead & Company tour that he was finishing up. But it looks like we're on for next week. Alice in Winterland.
Well, we'll know a little more later on today.
We'll keep you updated on that. Lindsay Lohan.
Oh, yeah. I forgot that.
I told you to have that.
I got nervous. Hold on.
You got nervous?
I don't understand nervousness thing.
Excuse me one second. I'll find
Just let it go, man. Nobody dies on radio.
Oh, there it is.
Okay. Well, I guess except your pride, right?
A lot. Ugly deaths all the time.
Is this it?
No, I just want the crotch.
Who is that?
That's the dude.
That's the same guy?
Yeah.
I got it.
What is he called? Sweaty Bear? There it is. She's a fire crotch. And she's poor.
This guy disgusts me.
Brandon.
I don't care
Sweaty
who he
Bear.
Is.
Oily Greasy Bear. He's like an oil tycoon kid.
Yeah, kid.
Jerk.
Silver Spoon.
And that, by the way, giggling beside him is Paris Hilton. And this was back in the days of Blackberries, you guys. That's an old clip because she's got one of those bejeweled Blackberries. And she's, oh, Brandon. Can't think of his last name. Jerk. Anyway, Lindsay Lohan's weird life. Anytime Lindsay pops into the feed, I'm always like, what now? Well,
she's been, to her credit, she's been quiet for a long time.
She has.
Yeah. Really quiet.
She did a play.
Because for a minute there, it was like,
Greece. Dude,
take a day off. Put down the Red Bull and whatever else you're hopped up on and just take a day off.
I think the last sort of series of stories we saw about her was when she was out on her balcony trying to escape from her fiancé or something who had beat her up. Or
We got something after that, but that was a big story.
Yeah.
For sure. Russian kid.
Yeah. Last I heard, though, was when she was hanging out in Greece. And apparently that's where she met her latest friend. And they're just friends, Vinny.
Okay.
He's a guy.
She's not trying to scare him off. Or they're really just friends.
No, I really don't know, but they're partying their asses off together, and they're on each other's, all over each other's Instagrams and Twitters and everything. He calls himself the Korean Hulk.
Do you want to see a picture of this guy?
Yeah, pull him up. He's an Asian billionaire.
Whoa, dude.
Yeah. Describe what you see there.
He's got completely oversized arms.
I actually thought maybe she'd done some of that photo trickery that she'd done. But then you see there's videos of him. He's apparently the 9th ranked arm wrestler
in Korea.
All
right. Well, to me, it looks like he's on roids. Which
is probably why they're just friends. He didn't
every know. Now and then you see someone in the gym who hits one body part.
And leaves all the rest just to...
Only does the one thing. He's not... he's still got a developed chest and stuff, but his arms are so overdeveloped to the rest of his body.
Well, he's an Asian billionaire bodybuilding arm wrestler who calls himself the Korean Hulk.
Okay.
And that's how you can find him on Instagram, by
the way. Korean Hulk.
Oh, yeah. The Korean Hulk? Because his real name is Ji Yong Ha. And they're saying here he might not actually be a billionaire. There's talk that he's trying to become internet famous by appearing richer than he is. He does seem to have some money, though. He's got a bunch of pictures and videos on Instagram of himself and Lindsay traveling and partying. The dude's a monster.
It's him in his fur coat.
He currently lives in Russia, where they might have met. Although it's possible that they met in Greece as well, because wasn't she hanging out there in Mykonos?
Yeah. Uh-huh. A
source says there's nothing romantic happening there. There's just friends. Yuzi and I, we hypothesize that it's because the dude's clearly on roids.
Yep.
That's him on a donkey.
Oh, let me see the picture of him on a donkey.
Oh,
I want to see the
poor donkey.
That poor donkey. Oh, it
oh
just died.
Goodness.
The computer died.
Oh, shoot. Great.
So they've been posting all these videos, and one of them, I guess they're in... Oh, boy. That poor donkey. He's got his back legs spread holy crap.
Gotta feel for those street donkeys, wherever they live. Mexico. Where is this again?
Greece.
You said Greece? Greece.
Mykonos,
oh,
Greece.
Poor street donkeys.
They've been posting all these various... And of course, she's got that weird accent that she has now.
Right.
So this little girl comes up begging, and the Korean Hulk tries to give her some money, but Lindsay snatched it away.
So what you're going to see here is odd. It looks like Lindsay's berating the little girl's mom.
Because apparently that's the deal. In Greece, the parents make the kids beg for them.
Oh, Lindsay does not look well here.
That's right. And let me just say this. Greece is in financial turmoil.
Yeah.
Them getting
that's the nicest possible way you could put it.
The Greece getting the euro has been a disaster, and no one in the European Union seems to care. They should just forgive their entire debt, but they're never going to. So these poor people are resorted to having their children beg. So here's Lindsay berating a mother. That's it.
Okay. So basically she's berating the mom for sending the kid out to try to get money. But that accent is...
Ugh.
What do you want every day? What do you want every day?
You want it one more time?
No. No, you don't. So this is her trying to explain to the Korean Hulk that you don't give the kids money because they just give it to their parents, which is sort of like, but they're begging because none of them has anything to eat.
Yeah.
Korean Hulk and Lindsay Lohan. So, and then there's video of them partying in a car, and Lindsay is singing a Russian pop song.
She looks completely worked. Get some sleep. Worked.
Oh. Mm.
Like, it's too much. She's back partying again, clearly.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's what they're doing there. They're partying their ass. I guess this guy is he's a caviar junkie. First of all, he's one of those guys who has to eat a ton of food because, to stay as big as he is. So here's a picture of the two of them together. Guy eats so much caviar. He eats caviar omelets, little caviar bites, shoebox-sized containers of caviar, and caviar soups, just to name a few. Isn't caviar, all salt, too?
It's super salty.
It is.
Anyway, not much is known about this Korean Hulk. I guess whose phone is ringing off the hook? From what Vulture.com could ascertain, he's 29, lives in Russia, ranked 9th in the Korean Arm Wrestling Federation, and works at promoting a private karaoke room company called Mate M Box. They seem to have met this past, possibly met up on the Greek island of Mykonos, but it seems like they must have met in Russia when she was living there. I don't know. Anyway, that's what Lindsay Lohan's up to, working on that weird accent and partying in Greece.
So you know how they say you shouldn't eat too much fish because of all the mercury?
Yeah.
There's articles saying, caviar has mercury as well. It's not.
Well, plus it's all salt. It's going to pickle you from the inside out.
Yeah.
Like, that just doesn't seem like a healthy food option, but...
Did you want the moment of them singing in the
car? Sure,
and,
yeah, let's... Vinny, watch this. So here's them. I think there's some people in the back seat too.
Yeah.
Now, you can't really hear her in this one. It's... She speak Russian. So, that's them in the car and trying to do their own version of carpool karaoke, I guess. She does all these little hand symbols too, signals. Anyway... That's what Lindsay Lohan's up to right now. That's what she's doing while you're going to work.
Hey, we got our winner for the Westfield.
Okay. And our first 12 days of holiday.
Caitlin from Alameda.
All right, Caitlin. Congratulations.
Very excited.
Have a great time at the shopping center.
That's Westfield. A terrible story.
Lindsay.
Yeah, your thoughts, Vinny.
Yeah, your thoughts.
Dude, she had it all. She had a big time movie career going. And this is what she's up to. It's so sad.
It is sad. I'm with you.
And she does look drugged out.
She looks... Yeah. Well, she's looked pretty beat for a while. And then she got all that crap shot in her face about 5-6 years ago. And
Well, someone wrote on that... One of the notes she passed me... She was doing lifestyle blogging, which I guess didn't catch. And then a prank show.
I didn't see the prank show. Maybe it was on Russian TV. Who knows? Maybe it was somewhere else.
This was her hit song, Rumors.
Yeah, I like this song.
Oh,
she
had a couple songs
it.
I actually really liked.
Yeah.
I Want to Be First, I think, is the one
I don't remember
I loved.
That one.
Yeah, you are. Oh, you poor thing. Hey, I'm going to do this Kim Kardashian story real fast, but then I want to ask you about this place down, I want to say it's like Monterey, Esalen?
Oh, Esalen, yeah.
See, okay, hold on.
Damn.
So, hold that thought. Kim Kardashian is going to be doing a reality competition show. It looks like it's called Glam Masters. It's a beauty competition television show. She's teaming up with her makeup artist, Mario Dedovanovic.
Who?
Her makeup artist.
Okay.
She's going to executive produce a Lifetime series called Glam Masters. She said, so excited to announce the premiere date, hosts, and judges for Glam Masters, the new beauty competition I'm executive producing. She wrote that on her Snapchat. Laverne Cox is going to host the show.
Oh.
And serve as a judge alongside
That's
Mario.
That's Orange is the New Black, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Mario, her makeup artist, is going to be one of the judges. There's some YouTube makeup expert, Candy Johnson, and Milk Makeup co-founder, Zanna Roberts Rossi. And it's going to be, looks like, it's going to be a Lifetime show that starts on February 28th. So if you want to watch Kim Kardashian's Glam Masters.
Did you say she's going to be on it or she's just
She's executive
it?
Producing it. But my guess is that why wouldn't she go on there? She wants that show to be a success.
Yeah.
She's EPing it.
Ugh.
So I'm sure that'll happen. All right, let me find my Esalen story. So this is out of Big Sur.
So do you want me to tell you what Esalen is real quick? Or
well,
do you
let
know?
Me just quickly, because it was like a hippie retreat for years and years and years and years and years.
It was, yeah.
And then I guess when the mudslides and everything and all the roads were washed out a year and a half, 2 years ago, whenever that was, last year or the year before?
Last year.
That was when they had to rescue a bunch of people by helicopter from this place. And then they did a whole redo on it. And now it's they've changed it. It used to be kind of a nudist thing. And
yeah.
That's good, right?
I get
it's weird.
Here's
a
shot from 1968 of just like, I don't know, a bunch of naked hippies all in a circle. Anyway, they're saying it was founded in 1962, helped bring yoga, organic food, and meditation into the American mainstream. And now it has become, I guess they say, it's a hard year for people in the tech industry. Prominent figures like Sean Parker have been horrified by what technology has become and have begun to publicly denounce companies like Facebook that made them rich. And so now they've done this over, and it's going to be a retreat for burnt out Silicon Valley people.
Huh.
Like, They're saying it's going to... They brought in this guy. He's a Google dude. Ben Tauber, I think is his name.
Yeah.
New executive director.
You know Ben?
I know they're trying to revamp... Well, a couple
so
things.
Tell me what
a
you...
A couple things. So to get an cell phone service, you have to drive either 30 miles north or 30 miles south.
So you're cut off.
You are cut off to begin with, yeah. Secondly, it's as picturesque and beautiful as anything you could possibly imagine. There was a moment we were doing yoga out on the lawn overlooking the water with whales swimming in front of us and butterflies swirling all around us. I was like, this is a dream.
So you've been there and stayed there?
Yeah. So, you know.
What did you go there for?
So they, you know, there's 52 weeks a year, as we all know. So they can accept maybe 100 teachers, 110 teachers. And they get something like 4,000 yoga teachers applying. Susan Hauser is one of the 100 yoga teachers that they accept. Oh. So when she does her event there, she says, come on down and hang out. So I've gone once to do yoga there. And what you were saying about the nudity, it's intense. I mean, you know, they've got this spa area and it's co-ed. And, you know, when you're done getting your massage, you walk in the shower and there's chicks all around you. And it's like this big shower
area.
You
were naked in there.
I mean, it's awkward to not be naked. Naked.
Were you naked
I
in
was
there
naked.
Showering with other girls?
You walked around naked at this thing?
I got a massage, and then you go take a shower after the massage, and everyone's buck naked. And you're naked from the massage, too. So, yeah, I mean, it's naked.
Sam McBride, a 31-year-old from Chicago, said, I just sold my startup and I needed a place to reflect.
I just sold my startup.
To give me some perspective. So they're saying that the hot springs are good all day, but they're famous for the night scene when they open to the public between 1 a.m. and 3 a.m.
Oh, wow.
A weekend stay for a couple at Esalen can cost $2,800.
Yeah, it's super expensive.
So a lot of people stay nearby and then come wandering in with towels right after midnight, because 1 to 3 you can use these springs.
Wow.
I was tired of my life, says this 32-year-old woman who lives on a ranch nearby.
32 and tired of life already. Huh.
I represented Latin American art at a gallery in London. Now I teach creative subconscious painting.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Yeah, that's a little weird. But listen, that's, you know, they're like that. It's really out there, and it's really all about finding yourself. And
it's hard to be elite.
Every morning,
it's hard to be.
Every morning is Dance Awake, a chakra meditation and guitar class where Esalen guests dance across the large hardwood floor.
Oh God,
sounds great.
Oh, I would hate that.
Big steaming concrete hot tubs, personal tubs, and a couple dozen quiet naked bodies could be seen.
I like the nudity part, but...
Anyway, I just wondered if... I didn't realize you'd actually been there.
Can you imagine being there and listening to super rich people bitch and moan about their lives?
That's what they said. It was like...
throw you off
a place where you
cliff.
Can go visit the world's tiniest violins.
People are pointing out that Esalen is where John Hamm goes, Don Draper.
Yeah, there's a ton
at the very end.
That's the season finale, or the show finale.
Right, he's doing yoga or meditation.
Oh, he goes to Esalen, and that's his escape from the rat race.
I loved the way they ended that. Did you saw the whole thing all the way through?
Yep.
I haven't, so.
It's so good.
Try not to spoil it.
I've actually been watching, they've been having it on whatever, reruns.
Oh, like marathons of it?
Yeah, on the weekends, I catch a couple episodes.
But listen, that whole Big Sur area, Post Ranch, Esalen, like all those places are incredible if you can ever make it down.
If you can ever afford it.
408 says,
if you sell your startup, you can go.
And you can book a helicopter.
Don't make Esalen weird. It's the most beautiful place.
It is beautiful.
I'm sure it is. It's just so funny that they're now using it for like these tech retreats. Like that's the new...
From being burnt out.
Yeah, the new thing. No, nobody wants to listen. We're all trying to reduce our stress.
I guess we're all burnt out, right?
Vinny says it all the time. Those people, they bust their asses.
They do, but it's hard to feel sympathy for someone who's just sold their startup for
$700 million.
Yeah. Oh, man, I'm tapping out of life at 35. Yeah. I'm all done.
Yeah.
Cry for me.
Plus, it's cold in Chicago right now. I need to come to California. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Santa skydives and more after these. Radio.com.
Radio.com. The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by OaklandSpotlight.com, a new feature from Visit Oakland, highlighting a new neighborhood each month. For December, check out Lower Hills.
All right. Next time I'm over in Oakland, I'll drive through Lower Hills, see what that's all about.
Oakland's Lower Hills, everyone. Mm. Check it out. Here's what's happening. I have a little Star Wars news. And so I have, for a second, I was like, do I do this? So I just want to give you, if you don't want to hear
anything
at all, any possible about the upcoming Star Wars, which
you
is,
said this is like maybe some foreshadowing.
There's just a little bit of something.
Okay.
So when does that come out? In 2 weeks, right?
Yes. The 15th, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so here is...
Oh, so that's next week?
Oh, is it the week after that? Maybe it is.
I think it's the week... Oh, it's either next week or the week after. Sorry, I forgot.
I think it's next week because of something else I know.
I've got a calendar right here.
Yeah. It's fine.
Today is the 6th.
Uh-huh.
If it comes out on the 15th, it's...
So that's next Friday.
It's not this Friday, it's next Friday.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay? Mm-hmm. Star Wars fans have been waiting 34... This is out of L.A. Have been waiting 34 years to see Luke Skywalker back on the big screen. But Mark Hamill, the actor that plays Luke, warns it might not be a joyous return.
Oh.
Hamill tells the AP that Star Wars The Last Jedi is not a particularly happy story to tell for Luke Skywalker.
Oh.
He says there's lots of great stuff in the film. That's what he has to say about his character in Star Wars The Last Jedi.
It's not the young, free-spirited Luke Skywalker. It's just some beaten old man. Well, he is living on that rocky crag of an island.
By himself, yeah. Right.
Well, I'm interested to see it.
That didn't spoil anything, right?
I feel like it didn't.
Okay.
Kind of sets the tone.
Dark.
Mm.
He has had a rough go. The way he found out about his dad and... Sure. And chopped off.
He wanted to marry his sister and right. Couldn't, you know. It's a tough one.
And then you're right. There he is, alone on that rock.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't look good. Looks a little bleak.
Star Wars. Soon, everyone. Will you go?
Oh, hell yeah.
With your whole family? Like you guys will make a thing of it over vacation?
I'm sure we will. Probably see it more than once.
Oh, really?
More than once?
Yeah, I think that the first time I see it, I'm not going to have one of my kids available to me, so we'll go the next time, too. Yeah.
All right. While I'm on movies, I'll do a quick fast fact.
Okay.
The 1974 movie The Great Gatsby and the 2013 movie The Great Gatsby both won Oscars for Best Costume Design. Mm. Did you even see that?
I did.
Oh, you?
I saw the newer one.
And you liked it?
Yeah, it was good.
So. All right.
I saw the original one, and I definitely thought the costumes were amazing.
Yeah.
Someone at my house thought it would be a good idea to play White Christmas for my kid. Mm. And so the other day when we were...
By someone, you mean?
I don't know.
He means the missus.
I don't know who thought that. But I said, you know, hey, let's watch a Christmas show. And she goes, my kid goes, a kid's one? And I go, hey, you didn't like that White Christmas too much, did you? No.
Why? What happens in White Christmas? I don't think I've...
It's just boring. Sure, it's just not for kids. It's White Christmas. Is that Bing Crosby?
Oh, you're talking about just the special?
Yeah. Well, no, the movie White Christmas.
Oh, you never saw White Christmas?
I don't think so.
Oh, bro.
You, of all people?
I can't think of what the plot is.
It's about White Christmas.
Yeah.
You know, snow.
Are they hoping that there'll be snow?
Yeah, I think there's no snow at the lodge.
I see.
And that, what are the sisters' names?
Yeah, I've definitely not seen
Betty
that.
And Judy. Yeah, I've seen this. Yeah, I like that
my
movie.
My kid was like,
bleh. Rosemary Clooney's in it.
Uh-huh, she's Betty. And then Danny Kaye is also in it. Judy, Vera Ellen.
All right.
Yeah, that's a good one. I can see how she didn't like it.
Yeah. Kids one? Yeah, kids one, honey. A new class at the University of California, Berkeley, is training students to hack.
Yeah.
Is this the one your kid's in?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's in the class Cyber War.
Oh, yeah. He's not taking the actual class. He just participates in the hacks. I do not believe he's in that class.
The class called Cyber War teaches its 80 students how to find security flaws in the apps and websites people use every day. I focus mostly on government websites, specifically voter registration websites.
Oh.
Says a junior studying electrical engineering and computer science enrolled in the class. I thought this was what your kid was up to, no?
I don't think he's in that class, but or actually, I know he's not in that class, but they have these hackathons all the time, and like hundreds of kids spend, you know, 36 hours straight drinking coffee and eating donuts and trying to hack into some company. The companies pay the students to, well, they don't pay the students. They pay the school to throw the hackathon to try to see where their security problems are.
And the
if the students actually successfully hack in, they get something or they win or that's
free tacos.
Maybe. I'm not sure what the prize is, but he's done
in
a bunch
the
of them.
Lunchroom or something.
He had a hackathon shirt on last night when he showed up.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. I guess they get a free t-shirt for participating. Who doesn't want free
well, that's
clothes?
That's fair.
Sure.
You better tap a keg for that or something good.
Well, you can't be drunk and hack. You have to be on like no-dos and, you know, meth or whatever the kids are on these days.
Sarah.
Just kidding, of course.
Have you decorated your house yet?
Have not.
Oh,
I know.
My God, what are you waiting for?
I was waiting for my kid to get home. I think this weekend we're going to get a tree.
All right.
We have those laser light things. You know, they're like just like a little light that you put in your front yard and aim it at your house.
Yes.
And it puts the little things on. Uh-huh. So is that enough or do I have to put lights up?
No,
too?
lights. Don't be cheap.
I mean, it does cover the house in red and green
things.
Pinpoints.
I've never heard of that.
Oh, you'll see it this year if you haven't already. It's just a light. Mm-hmm. It looks like a little spotlight, and you stick the stake into your yard, and you plug it in, and it shoots like. And you can spin them, and some of them have like snowflakes that spin.
Oh, I'm
your
doing
house.
That. That way, you don't have
climb
anything,
up on there
no
and,
nails
right. mm-hmm.
on the house. Oh, that is nice.
Yeah,
where do you get that? The Home Depot?
Anywhere?
Yeah, Bed Bath and Beyond. Yeah. They're on TV all the time.
Yeah.
I was actually going to do a review on that, but I felt like. What are they? $50, $100, something like that.
I don't even know if they're that much. I don't know what we paid.
I just feel like if I buy one, someone's going to steal it. Vinny, your hand is up.
When you say a review on that, do you mean Uzi's Reviewsies is back?
I do. Well, I haven't done it in a month or two.
Right. The people that watch the Uzi's Reviewsies know that.
Yeah. I just haven't been using anything new or I haven't bought anything. You know, I haven't had a need for anything. That's kind of how I was doing that.
It's a holiday season, though. There's probably plenty of people who would be like, hey, I wonder if you could review the latest in, I don't know. Sweater wear.
Sweater wear?
Well,
you know, nice tight sweater.
Oh, like
low
that.
Cut. I think that's what he's getting at.
I don't know what I'm getting at. I'm just saying.
Put some holiday dresses on and review those.
I'm speaking for the people who want the reviews. I don't know what they want specifically. They might not want sweaters.
Whatever happened to my Tata?
You talk to the company.
Towel. Your Tata towel.
You can talk to the people who run that company. I don't know. That lady's... I don't know what her
deal
is.
Did your credit card get charged?
No.
So they won't until they ship it.
She said she couldn't fill the order.
The panties I got you never came in either.
Panties? Yeah, why are you guys buying her panties and Tata towels? HR needs to be advised to this.
There was a Kickstarter campaign. You said now we're looking at Kickstarter campaigns. I don't know. Like
panties
a year
with
and
a
half
pocket?
Ago.
It
understand.
Is sounding weird now, isn't
and,
it?
And there were these panties with this cat's face right on the hoo-ha area. And he's like, oh, those are so cute. And I went, all right, I'll get them for you.
So they're down like under on the chassis or they're up on the front, like the triangle?
On the chassis? No one would see the cat on
the
chassis.
You know, he said it's right over the...
Unless you lay down and you're like,
hey.
I imagine the picture is over the hair pie spot.
Right, well, that's where I first thought, but then he said it was right over the...
Comes with a little button. You press it, it goes, meow.
It does? Oh, you just made that part
up. Yes, I did.
those laser things for your house, the really like luxurious model has like Halloween colors, 4th of July colors,
so
like you can put in the different
settings.
Pink for I really don't know. We went for the Christmas only colors. Like I don't need to be spending $300
that,
for yeah. We used it last year.
And it was great.
And we have these two big trees in our front yard. They're pepper trees, so there's like a lot of foliage. We aim them up into the trees. And they light the trees just look like they're just dazzling. But I was reading a thing where if any of those laser beams go up into the sky, they can actually blind a pilot.
Oh,
like they're asking people, just point it at your house.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I can do that this year.
Well, your trees are filled with leaves. It's not getting through there.
Seems dangerous.
Thousands of these little pinpoints. I don't want to. My God, can you imagine?
How do you control on and off? Do you have to actually do it?
You have to actually go out there and
you have to clap.
Oh, that kind of sucks.
Yeah. Plug it on, plug it off. So at night, John will have to go turn it off.
Yeah.
I like his idea best.
Clap on, clap on.
Yeah, well, a clapper would be great.
Mm-hmm. Maybe I can hook it up to a clapper.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll check into it.
Hey, if you are doing Christmas lights, your neighbors want those down by mid-January at the latest.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the rule?
That's the rule. I actually have a story that says.
And preferably
do
sooner.
It,
yeah, know.
Like New Year's Day
take,
at
take
the latest.
Damn things, right.
3% of people said December 26th, please. Mm. The day after Christmas.
Get them down.
January 1st. Comes in second place, and sometime in mid-January is the number one answer.
Right.
Get those down by.
At least stop turning them on by New Year's, you know?
Well, you know how time flies, though, man.
It's true. You have a lot to do.
And I actually feel like most people by the end of Christmas are like in recovery mode. Just please let me just sit still and not deal for a while.
Right.
Right?
Leave me be. Let me recover.
Let's see here. I'm running low on time. Oh, I don't need to do the million-dollar story. I'll do some of your texts. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple.
Okay.
510 says, I have a friend that works there.
Where?
Esalen.
Oh, Esalen.
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 So I've been a couple times. It's exactly what Vinny said. It's rich people sitting around naked. Sitting around naked. In tubs, saying how hard their life is.
Poor things.
I've never been. I don't know that I would find that
relaxing,
fun, or right. relaxing. I would be.
Well,
like,
if you were uber rich, I bet you would. You'd be like, oh, other people who can sympathize with me in my hard, hard life.
Mm. Wouldn't you? But even wouldn't you still be like, get a shrink, dude? Mm. No one here wants to hear that. I'm about to hit the orgy right as soon as I get my tub clean.
Even your shrink probably doesn't want to hear it. Like, yeah, I get it. Here I am at work and. Here you are bitching.
But I know the founders.
Even rich people have problems.
I know the founders of Esalen. One has died. The current version is so far removed from what it was.
Yeah, they're saying it's just a whole new, it's not for hippies anymore.
408 says, yes, Don Draper's final scene in Mad Men was at Esalen. 415 says, I can't wait to be able to afford to be burned out on life.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's, I think that you have right. to.
We're all just jealous, let's face it. I mean, right. you know, I wish that I was so rich that I had problems with no one being able to relate to me and I could go to Esalen and figure it out. Oh, poor me.
925 says, Hooman is right. You would feel more awkward in a bathing suit than naked.
Yeah, well, I'll take the awkwardness. I'm not getting naked at Esalen, I'll tell you that right now.
You're the naked family.
Yeah, but we're naked at the house, not out in the world. And we're not even that naked. I mean, you make it like we're the naked family. No, we're not. We're just, you know, if someone sees you naked in the house, the whole house doesn't fall down.
I only go by what you tell us. I've never been there.
Uh-huh. I have a feeling your imagination runs wild, Vin. You have one of those. We've all noticed.
I've been to Esalen, and it's beautiful. I did a meditation retreat. I've been going to Esalen for a decade. It is one of the most exquisite places in the U.S. And a place where all the BS that lives in your head. I will tell you this. The spirits of the natives there are disgusted by the scene now. Okay, that person.
Okay.
Either some of that got lost in. Oh, and then a ton of people wrote in about the John Hamm Mad Men. That's the place.
Right.
It's, you got to see that.
Oh, I will,
you gotta
for
see
sure.
It. Especially, and we're not in marketing specific, but some of that you will relate to as, and by you, I mean Sarah, you will.
Yeah.
Because we kind of are in marketing.
Right. We're surrounded by people who market us.
Right. Gross. So much caviar. That guy must smell.
Yeah, the caviar thing is inexplicable. Like
what's his name? The Korean Hulk?
Korean Hulk. Ji Young Ha. Mm.
You're telling me with arms that big, the Korean Hulk is only in ninth place in arm wrestling?
Yeah, Hooman and I were watching videos of him this morning, and we never saw him win a match.
Yeah, he was losing every time we watched.
Little skinny dude got him,
and
too.
And he'd have to, like take a break and get his arm massaged, mini meltdowns. I'm like,
707 says, my guy and I are doing a home project, and to amuse myself, I asked for them all. I cracked myself up. And then I had to play my guy the show in which Christina called the mallet a mall. And from now on at our house, it's called a mall.
Yeah. And it apparently is called a mall.
No, like, there's a mall.
Uh-huh.
But a rubber mallet is a rubber mallet.
It's still just a mallet.
That's not a mall. I mean, it is a mall at my house,
sure,
because of. Because
that's what it is.
Right. It's the same story.
Mm.
The missus goes, hand me the mall. And I'm looking at all the stuff in front of me going,
I don't have that.
There's a rubber mallet right there. Yeah, that thing. Oh,
here it is. Here's the mall. Are you just leaving off the et part? That's
I don't
a
know
mullet.
What. So we did look up a mall. There's a such thing,
right.
But it's not.
And it is a hammery
of
thing,
types,
but
yes.
It's not the rubber mallet.
I think it actually has like an axe back or something.
Right. You can chop with it too.
Yuzi, post some pictures of your pretty redheaded mama.
Oh.
Your mom was so super pretty.
Yeah, she was.
Hello, Spanish invaded Mexico. There's bound to be blondes and redheads. Oh. LOL. I'll do the rest of these on the other side, but there's a lot today, so the texts are back, everyone.
All right, your chance at Disneyland right after this.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.